Hello, and welcome to the International Leathermaker News Bulletin for the week commencing February 20th, 2023. I'm Deputy Editor Tom Hogarth, and in this 13-minute news roundup, I'll bring you six of the most popular and noteworthy news stories from the last week, keeping you informed for the days ahead. Thank you to our sponsor for this episode, The Sour Report. This episode was recorded on Friday, February 17th, 2023. In our first story today, Portuguese footwear and leather goods exports reached an all-time high in terms of value in 2022, according to the latest data from APICAPS, the Portuguese Footwear and Accessories Association. Exports of footwear and leather goods totaled 2.35 billion euros in 2022, an all-time high and an increase of 22.2% year-on-year. For footwear alone, Portugal exported 76 million pairs of shoes for 2.01 million euros, increasing 10.5% and 20.2% respectively. Compared with 2019, exports are up by 13.8%, APICAPS reported. Looking at some of the key markets for Portuguese exports, Germany recorded an increase of 11.7% in exports in 2022 for 433 million euros, while France was up by 15% to 384 million euros, and the Netherlands grew by 25% to 306 million euros. Meanwhile, sales to non-EU countries accounted for 20% of the total export value in 2022 and totaled 392 million euros. APICAPS noted that a decade earlier in 2012, non-EU exports made up just 9% of the total. The average price of the Portuguese shoe in 2022 was €26.40, an increase of 8.7% compared with 2021. In footwear components, exports were up by 30.2% to reach 65 million euros, with the segment of soles and heels alone reaching 20% growth to 32 million euros. Meanwhile, leather goods recorded a historic high in 2022, growing by 37.4% to 273 million euros, with increases to France of 99% to 86 million euros and Spain of 34.2% to 70 million euros. Up next, International Leathermaker has a new website with an improved user experience and modernized design. If you're listening to this episode in the embedded player, you're looking at the new ILM website, which we have been working on behind the scenes for quite a while now. ILM continually works to develop the best user experience we can, bringing you the latest news and technical information from across the leather industry in the best way for you. Among the new features, you'll find a new lean towards high-quality imagery, simplified article categories for easier browsing, dedicated areas of the website for podcasts, events, and our new ebooks, and more. Advertiser positions have also been improved to be more prominent without taking away from the user experience. It has also been developed to work seamlessly across desktops, tablets, and smartphones. As always, some of our best exclusive content and breaking news are only available to subscribers. We hope you enjoy the new website. Of course, as always, if you would like to provide feedback or have any questions, then you can email ILM Content Director Martin Ricker at martin@internationalleathermaker.com. Elsewhere in the news, Linea Pelle's 101st edition opens its doors at Fiera Milano Row in Milan, Italy from February 21st to 23rd, 2023. The show will be focused on the 2024 summer season, hosting 1,151 exhibitors from 42 countries in a show area of 42,000 square meters. Organizers noted that 61.5% of the exhibitors will be from Italy, while the remaining 38.5% are from across the world, and will include 541 tanneries, 396 accessories and components manufacturers, 164 fabrics and synthetics businesses, as well as 50 companies from other sectors. In a statement, organizers said, Linea Pelle 101 arrives in an economic phase that retains the uncertainties and complexities particularly evident in the second half of 2022. The questions due to the problematic situation in China are matched by the substantial solidity of the other markets in the Far East, which show significant interest in Italian-made materials and products. The European market does not show particular brilliance. At the same time, the United States, as witnessed by the outcome of Linea Pelle New York, remains a fundamental destination for Italian leather, despite some indications pointing to the possibility of a slowdown. In general, as far as production is concerned, 2022 ended with declining volumes, and 2023 did not get off to a better start. But the feeling, however, is that from spring onwards, the slope could be reversed. Linea Pelle 101 will feature the return of the Amici per la Pelle competition from UNICH, the Italian Tanners Association. This will involve more than 1,000 middle school students from Italian tanning districts invited to use leather to interpret the theme of leather in our life, new uses of leather in everyday life. The students' works will then be exhibited and voted on at the fair and online. The award ceremony for the winning classes will take place at the show on Thursday, February 23rd, in the presence of all the students who took part in the initiative. Alongside this, the trade fair will host an in-depth seminar on traceability, transparency, and circularity in the leather supply chain with the World Wildlife Fund, Tapestry, SDA Bocconi, Cotance, ICEC, and Alinvest Verde. Additionally, visitors can see the new edition of Mipel Lab, an exhibition organized by Asso Pelletieri and reserved for the top 10 Italian leather outsourcing companies. Meanwhile, Linea Pelle 101 will debut the United Nations program, the Ethical Fashion Initiative, which aims to bring together international development, creative industries, and the fashion and lifestyle sector, offering services, products, and development projects for sustainability. And now, a short message from our sponsor. This episode of the ILM News Bulletin is brought to you by the Sow Report. The Sow Report is the world's leading hides and skins pricing platform, providing subscribers with comprehensive coverage of the global raw materials markets, as well as in-depth leather industry analysis and reports from experts you know and trust. Head to thesowreport.com to gain an edge on the competition and stay ahead of a rapidly changing industry. That's the S-A-U-E-R report.com. Next, Designer Brands has announced its acquisition of footwear brand Keds from Wolverine Worldwide. The acquisition reported includes all Keds products, including Pro Keds, as well as the brand's large e-commerce business, and expands Designer Brands' reach into casual and athleisure footwear in the direct-to-consumer and wholesale channels. Wolverine Worldwide announced its plan to divest the Keds business alongside Wolverine Leather towards the end of 2022 due to low profits from both business segments. Designer brand CEO Doug Howe said, "Our acquisition of Keds, which has an important presence in the athleisure space, is particularly exciting as it is an iconic brand with broad appeal for our customers and their families that gives us the potential to explore new opportunities both online and internationally." The company is also reportedly finalizing an agreement to become the exclusive licensee for the Hush Puppies brand, which is owned by Wolverine Worldwide in the US and Canada. In our next story, the Leather and Hide Council of America has partnered with the fashion accessory makers of the Philippines to launch the Real Leather Stay Different Student Leather Design Competition 2023 in the Philippines. The new competition will promote sustainable leather and leather production to students in the Philippines. The RLSD Philippine Student Design Competition 2023 will be open to students from art and design schools across the country, who will be challenged to design a single piece of apparel, accessory, or footwear item using natural materials and 50% or more leather. Shortlisted finalists will then be invited to create their design concept with the assistance of fashion accessory makers of the Philippines and local sponsors, while the final overall winner will have their design professionally made as part of a capsule collection showcasing the best international talent and unveiled at an event hosted by the LHCA in Europe in October 2023. Gina Nabrida Tai, president of Fashion Accessory Makers of the Philippines, said, "This partnership between us and LHCA will give a major boost to the Philippine Tannery Group, in the hope that we can further help revitalize, modernize, and strengthen the local leather industry through shared best practices, learnings, and techniques from LHCA." Steve Sothman, president of the LHCA, added, "The competition's mission is to spark the interest of the Philippine designers to work with responsibly produced real leather, which puts hides that would otherwise go to waste to good use. Real leather doesn't just look good, it is better for the environment than its man-made alternatives, and they make products so durable that each can last a lifetime. It's quintessentially slow fashion." In our final story today, ISA Next Gen Materials has said that it will release the results of its life cycle assessment for ISA Tantec and its two largest tanneries in Asia. The LCA was product-based and covered the company's top 10 leather types by production volume, and ISA now aims to share its results with stakeholders in order to promote the wider use of LCAs in the leather industry. The company reports that the results of its LCA showed lower impact scores across all environmental categories compared with the existing scores in the HIG Materials Sustainability Index for cow leather. ISA's HIG MSI score is reportedly 75% lower than the score for cow leather, and its global warming potential score is 73% lower than the score for cow leather. Keith Hill, Vice President Sustainable Business Development at ISA, said, "It is our intention to share our LCA and HIG MSI score results with our customers, suppliers, and stakeholders. We have initiated communications with our hide and chemical suppliers to get them directly involved and encourage them to do their own LCAs as appropriate. In this way, we can improve the often inconsistent methodology, data, and information that is presented in many LCAs. Only through true cooperation between all parties will it be possible to create creditable and auditable LCAs in the future. We will continue our collaboration with the global leather industry to show the true environmental impact of leather under the given circumstances." In his column last week, Mike Redwood explained why leather has a key place in the cities of today, and we should seize the opportunity presented by post-pandemic changes. In the article, Mike said, "The task now is to make all cities more livable and more affordable for all sections of society needed to make them function and more environmentally secure, recognizing that with a reduced need for office space, there is an opportunity to create a more rounded 7-day environment in many of our ancient cities that have become dominated by wealth, work, and the automobile. Many city workers with families have found a happier existence in the smaller towns and will travel to the major city only 2 or 3 days a week. Increasingly, trains and buses have been turning to leather as the best low-maintenance, long-lasting, durable material for upholstery, and all manner of public transport can now be targeted, as vandalism with knives and razors has been diminished with security cameras and the like. The plastic worry with its short-term life but long-term issues is now being acknowledged, so in this area, as in others, positive moves are needed." You can find the full Redwood comment available to read for free on the International Leather Maker website. That's all of our news for today's bulletin. Thank you to the sponsor for this episode, The Sow Report. To get more of the latest leather industry news as it breaks, as well as thought leadership, technical articles, other podcasts, ebooks, webinars, and more, consider subscribing to International Leather Maker. More details can be found at internationalleathermaker.com/subscriptions. Thank you for listening, and have a productive week.